Time now for Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Now, here's their host, Warren Franklin.
Welcome to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence. We have another great show lined up today. You're always welcome to call Mariah or Spence at the Fetchers Crawford Realty Group to discuss anything about real estate. Their number is 503-507-3666. So let's get the show started. Today, we're going to discuss real estate tips.
We have a pretty good variety of different real estate tips and topics that we're going to cover today. We're doing another Q&A style where we're just going to go down a list of questions and answer as many as we can get through.
There's a lot going on in life right now. I mean, right now, Oregon is in the middle of, we were talking about it right before the show. Warren actually brought it up. Yeah. I've been receiving emails. But let us know what you think in some comments. You as a buyer submitting an offer to a seller, we call them love letters. Usually you write down, you know, why you want the home, a little bit about yourself to present to the seller when we present your offer. But right now there's something happening. They're trying to shut that down and say that that can't happen anymore due to discrimination. Is it discrimination or not? Firstly, but I want to know your opinion. So shoot us a comment if you're listening to us on YouTube, Real Estate with Mariah and Spence. If you have not yet subscribed, go click that subscribe button and notification bell so you get a new weekly show. I believe we upload it every Wednesday. But if you're on air, we're every Saturday at 9:30 and then the following sport event on Sundays. So make sure to tune in to us weekly and really listen to these tips of the week this week, because there's something that could be working on in your life. And who knows, maybe you could use it yourself and get ahead.
I love it. I'm really curious to know what other people's opinions are. All right, so let's
talk about the love letters just for a second. Have you used them, and what has been the success, and have you ever felt like they tainted anything from your perspective?
I've used them before last offer we wrote one for ourselves personally, but I've written them for buyers before, and I've had, for times when I've worked with sellers that received them, I've had times where the seller chose the offer with the letter because it was like super close. The offers were almost the same and they chose one with the letter. I mean, most of the time, like 95% of the time, they don't really do much. They're going to choose the best offer. I would say the only times I've seen it actually do anything is when there were two almost identical offers.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's a really good answer. Some of the stories that I've heard is, and these are the wild stories, and usually it's the guy saying, yeah, they select my offer because of this, and it's usually that letter. Personally, I haven't had that happen yet, but it could be you. Like Mariah said, 95% of the time, they're going to go along with the best offer, but that 5%, you know, it could be you. So we'll see. We'll see if they're still allowed or not. There should be a judgment or whatever they're discussing. We'll be let known within the next month or so.
Cool.
Pretty crazy. Okay, so let's hop in with the first question. What is the difference between a 15-year and a 30-year mortgage?
Okay, so this is a lending question. Obviously, we're not going to go into far depth with it. If you have a lending question, feel free to call my buddy at Guild Mortgage, Vince Ventura. I'm going to name drop him today. he's my personal lender. It's who I usually use. Vince Ventura with Guild Mortgage. Go right to him. And if you want his contact information, shoot us it from our website, VetchersCrawfordRealty.com. We'll get you that. But a 15-year versus a 30-year, obviously there's different terms, different time limits. 30 years is double the amount of a 15-year. So that's obviously going to make your down payment, or excuse me, not your down payment, but your monthly payment a little bit less over average over time.
Usually it's quite a bit less.
Yes, but you will be paying more in interest over time because you have double the amount of amortized, a 30-year loan versus a 15. And also your interest rates vary. They're different versus a 15-year. So that's just something to consider.
The vast majority of people do use a 30-year mortgage. That's a lot more common.
Ask your lender about a 40-year.
Are there 40-year loans?
I don't know, but you could try.
Ask your lender.
I imagine you could get anything you want if you want to get creative, right? Yeah. I want 3.5 years or something.
Okay, what are some things to be looking for if I'm wanting to purchase a property as an investment? Okay, when I think about this, I always like to say to think long term. So think about things like, well, I guess if you're, depends on what type of investment. I'm thinking like rental property here. But if you're looking for a rental investment, I would say think about things like having good property taxes, because that's going to affect, of course, your monthly payment, which is going to affect how much you actually take home if it is a rental. And if you're looking for something that is something you're going to resell, then of course think about things like location. That's probably the number one factor, because you can change a lot of other things, but you can't change location. And if it's in a funky spot, like close to a train track or on a busy road, it will be a little more difficult to sell.
Mm-hmm. And I'm personally working through this question right now in my daily life. Recently, for whatever reason, people have been coming to me more about commercial business. Mm. So I have been doing commercial deals, mainly when it comes to the lease side of them. We haven't been purchasing commercial properties necessarily. My clients just haven't been in that direction. They've been more looking towards that lease option. And those are actually decent investments, because there's so many of them right now out there. Mm-hmm. And it's a beautiful thing, because with more buildings, obviously you're going to get better price per square foot. And that's kind of what we're seeing right now. And there's a ton out there with days on market just so high. So that's something that I've been seeing as a possible good investment. If you want some more retail space, office space especially, that's going to be really good for you in this time, just because there's starting to be a lot more availability than there really ever used to be. Mm. So really look into that. But also, these are where too, when we talk about the investment side, is a duplex. Currently got an offer out right now on a duplex out in Dallas, and it just popped up a few days ago. But these people, they've been waiting for a while. And I say it's one of those investments that don't happen that often, but when they do, we got to jump on it. And it's for a reason. They're out there. People want them. And it's not necessary to rent. I think this is my whole purpose. Usually people buy a duplex to rent out both sides and create cash flow and income off of that. Mm-hmm. But right now they're buying it for personal interest. So their mother and them can live side by side during these times. Mm. They're closer to family. And it's in the town and city that they want to be in.
But in the future, if something should change, they have that opportunity to switch over.
There you go.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's take a break. You can always get in touch with Brian Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group by calling 503-507-3666. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Mariah and Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. Let's continue our conversation about real estate tips.
Are you concerned that technology will affect the job of a real estate agent?
I thought about this a few times. It is a conversation, though, that's brought up in our office too. When it comes to these new online sites, everything's handled at a very, very low commission, but there's always those hidden costs and fees involved, because at the end of the day, somebody has to get paid. Okay, think about that. How do we create a living? And so my other concern is, say my job is gone. Okay. There's no more realtors out there in the world, and everything's online and value-based, just on a projection status of statistics. Well, we're affecting a lot of the employment when it comes to income in the United States. A lot of money, it comes from real estate, a lot of moving of the dirt and building and development. So employment drops, people are no longer employed. So that's affecting our economy. But then let's just talk about the relation side to real estate. Mm-hmm. Are you telling me you're going to handle a transaction for hundreds of thousands of dollars and never meet somebody face to face on both sides? Maybe it's the buyer, maybe it's the seller only, but never meeting somebody face to face. To me, that's a fear tactic. To me, that's a sheltering of our economy, which isn't good. We need to show our faces. We need to be present. And then when it comes to that negotiation side, like I just said, is there a 40-year mortgage? That was a joke, but why not? Go find out. Ask those questions. That's part of negotiating. Okay.
So, let me ask you a question, because there seems to be the, you know, I'm the older generation, and everybody says, well, the older generation kind of does that, but the new generations are kind of more techie oriented, more computer. They're more cell phone oriented. And is there kind of a sense that the younger generation is more open to looking at doing things without talking to people, or are we pretty much all the same in that regard?
What a lot of this younger generation that I see doing is they want to make sure everything is done so perfect or professional, they're almost afraid to go out and get it in the real world. So they waste a lot of time. So they'll be on their computer. I do it myself too. This isn't just me or them. This is me too. But they, like cold calling, for instance, they'll do so much due diligence on the home they're cold calling. By the time they cold call, they've wasted 5 to 10 minutes, so they can only get 10 to 15 calls. And so then you drive in the fear of actually talking to somebody that's outside of the bubble and not the computer screen. Mm. You got issues there. So there's a lot of time involvement and waste to that. But I believe there's a professionalism side to being more digital, and then also being more marketing professionals, as in exposure, reaching more people, being in part of a bigger audience. I think that's something our generation is being really good at doing personally, yeah, because we got a lot of online social media stuff like that. You got anything to piggyback off of that, Mariah?
Yeah. As far as technology affecting the job of a real estate agent goes, I don't think that real estate agents will ever be replaced by technology. I think that there will always be a need for a person to be negotiating and representing the clients. But I definitely think that the way that we do real estate will change. I think that even our job description alone has changed in the last like 5-6 years. I've seen it change. All because of technology, and I think that's going to continue to change. Mm-hmm. So I think it'll affect things, but
to our benefit,
more in a good way, not like replacing. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So here is another question. This is from a home buyer. We are about to start looking for our first home. My mom says to find a home you love, and my dad says to find a home with good resale value. Who is right?
Home that you love versus resale value. This seems really familiar because right now, we just sold our home for resale value, and we're currently searching for the home that we love. Mm-hmm. So that's actually a question that hits home to me. And I think it also depends on what stage in life you're in. So if you're wanting to raise your never home, or mm-hmm. you're just an investment side looking for a rental opportunity because you got extra funds, money, cash to put on something else. It really depends on where you're at financially, but then also just your placement in life. If you're in your 20s, if you're 30s, 60s, you know, where are you at and what is your ultimate goal within the next 10 years? Mm-hmm. Mine is, where am I going to best place my family, schools, safety, mm-hmm. happiness? Where am I going to enjoy coming home to at night to enjoy my daughter, my wife, have a nice dinner? Stuff like that. So
I agree. I think it all comes down to your personal situation. And if you're a first-time buyer, I would say maybe lean more towards the resale value investment side, because you're probably, you know, younger and maybe it would make sense to do that. But it just depends on how long you plan on living there for, I would say.
That's good.
What are the most important renovations to add value to my home? I think more important than renovations would be taking a walk through your home and looking at it like really through the eyes of a buyer, and not necessarily renovating, like getting new kitchen counters or cabinets or something like that, but making sure that everything is really well taken care of and in good condition. So if there's paint chipping, or if there's, I don't know, a door is broken, or a doorknob, or anything that's just not looking up to par, I would say that would probably be the most important.
Yeah, and what we're recognizing and seeing in today's real estate market, just to be relevant, is there's some homes that are just so outdated, you could spend a fortune getting them up, getting them up to speed.
Where do you even start?
So if you're in a home like that, honestly, I would probably leave it as that state. Don't even do like a half flip, half remodel, replace flooring. Mm-hmm. Because what if you replace the flooring, countertops, and paint color? You wasted thousands of dollars, and that new owner doesn't even like that taste or style because it doesn't match the complete flow with that home. They want to make it theirs, especially mm-hmm. if it's that outdated, because they got remodel in the back of their mind already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, usually actually what I see when I see a home like that where someone clearly just replaced the countertops and the cabinets in the kitchen just for resale value, is they're trying to make it cost effective. They're trying to still make money. So they usually choose a kind of a cheap option, and you can just tell. And so it's just not usually the best.
Yeah. I usually walk through it wanting to rip it up anyways.
Yeah.
And it hurts me to put an offer in on something that I know I'm going to be replacing anyways. Mm-hmm. And in a market like this, sellers, do yourself a service. Talk to your real estate professional. Talk to your stager and see really what's going to be best for you, cost effectiveness. Mm-hmm. Because ultimately, we're going to be able to get you a high sales volume to raise that commission, especially if you're thinking about being for sale by owner, because we're driving in more buyers than ever in a market like this that's more competitive than anybody has ever seen before.
All right. So let's say you're not quite ready to sell. You're thinking maybe a year from now, maybe in my case, my wife and me, you know, maybe we're going to get out of our house and go to a retirement place or something like that. So is it good to talk maybe now ahead of time talking to somebody so you aren't doing something in a remodel that you wish you hadn't done before?
Of course. Yeah. I always say go get knowledge from elsewhere that you just aren't experienced in because it's going to save you time and money. Now, time isn't of the issue, it sounds like, but money could be. You don't want to waste your money and put money into something that ultimately is going to get you nowhere. Mm-hmm. And in times like this, it's really important, I think, to hold on to your cash because cash will be king soon. I believe.
I agree with you there. Hey, you're listening to Real Estate with Mariah Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. When we come back, we're going to continue the real estate tips and even have the real estate tip of the week.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Mariah Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can call them at 503-507-3666. And let's continue our real estate tips and then get to the tip of the week.
Mm-hmm. What is, I guess this isn't really a tip, but it's a question that was asked. What is your favorite listing you've ever sold?
Man.
You have any?
On the spot.
Yeah.
On the spot. I would say favorite just because of location and what I like to do outdoor wise. It's going to be in Gates, Oregon. It was actually a family friends of mine that I grew up with. And we hadn't talked in years, and then they reached out to us, and that's what even made the transaction more special. But it's out in Gates, and it's right along the Santiam River with a beautiful fishing hole and view lot. But unfortunately with the fires last summer, it burnt down. And it's one of those deals. It was like, oh gosh. And it happened probably 2 months after we sold it. Yeah. It was unreal. But those sellers or those buyers have reached out, and luckily we printed off the blueprints for them. They had the original blueprints, and I scanned them into the listing when we originally. So I had everything on file for that new builder to base everything off of, which is super fortunate that a lot of people don't have or had.
Yeah.
So they'll hopefully have the same exact home, just brand new again here soon.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. So our next question
Well, you got off the hook. What's your favorite?
Oh, my favorite one is definitely the one on Claremont Court. It was in West Salem.
That's what I was thinking.
There's some really cool houses in West Salem. It was built in the 60s, and it just had some super, super cool quirks about it. And then on top of that, the owners were artists, and so some of the walls were just painted like murals, and it was just a very, very, like, probably the most unique home.
Well, he wasn't just an artist. You're kind of downplaying who this guy was.
Well, after the Larry Norman lived there, and then after he lived there, there were artists that lived there.
His brother.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, really cool family.
All right. I'm thinking about moving to Salem, and am going to come visit to check the area out first. What is your favorite restaurant to eat at?
There's a new place right across from the mall on Lancaster. It's that Thai Korean barbecue, I believe it is.
Isn't that where the Red Robin?
It's where the old Red Robin is.
Is it Korean barbecue?
I
think it's Korean barbecue.
Yeah, I think it's just called Korean barbecue.
Yeah.
We've gone there a few times since they've opened. It's a little bit more expensive, but I think it's more about that experience you're going for. If you're a meat lover, you know, you get to cook your own meat right there in front of you on the table. That's why I kind of liked it as a creative experience. And you're somewhat in the heart of Salem. You're headed towards Central Salem, so you can stay on Center Street or get on D Street, go all the way to the state capitol, lead you downtown, drive Commercial Street. You'll be able to get to see the different sides of town. And that's why I think I like that location too, as well as the restaurant experience.
I'm going to have to agree with you on that one. I think that's my favorite right now.
Yeah.
All right. The next question says, I will be selling my home soon. I'm not sure if I want to deal with an open house. Is that necessary? What are your thoughts on these?
Brian and I's old philosophy, I think still is our philosophy, is a lot of people do open houses just to drive in more business.
Yeah.
And usually it's to drive in more buyer clients, because everybody that comes to that open house is trying to be your next client. In reality, if a broker's there working it, they're going to try and, you know, see really what you need and if they can help you out, which there is nothing wrong with that, by the way. There's nothing wrong with that. Everybody needs help. Everybody needs an agent. And contractually, I mean, it's important to be represented. Now, me personally, I don't believe open houses sell a lot of my listings currently. So there could be markets that we're in that it's convenient, nice to have an open house. But ultimately, that open house is just to gain more clients for that agent holding the open house.
Yeah, I think it was more of a thing back in the day, maybe, when open houses sold houses. But nowadays, I don't think that... I don't think they really do, and I don't think they're necessary, because if a buyer wants to see the house, they're definitely going to set up a showing.
What about a showing for real estate agents? Do you ever just stage it for real estate agents to see?
We do. Our company actually holds something really cool. It's tours of homes every Tuesdays after our sales meetings, and if there's any seller or agent that wants to have other brokers, because remind you guys, our agency, Berkshire Hathaway, holds over, I believe, 95 now agents just in our Salem office.
Wow, that's huge.
And we have Salem and Sublimity's office, Staten's office, that all go on this tour. And this isn't just a spoof like, hey, tell the seller bad things about their home to lower their sales price. Because we have had a couple people actually make comments about that as to why they wouldn't do that.
Because the agents all gave feedback saying it was overpriced. But generally, if you're seeing a bunch of agents saying it's overpriced, it probably is. There's nothing in it for them.
And so these tours are to only benefit our sellers, which is really exciting, and a service that, honestly, not many other companies. There could be a couple other companies out there that do that, but at this magnitude and representation of professionalism, there's nothing else like it that Berkshire Hathaway offers their sellers. So yeah, we do only agent tours as well.
Okay, one more question, I guess,
and we've got about a minute left.
Okay,
let's get to our tip.
All right, let's get to the tip of the week. So our tip this week is, make sure that the agent that you choose to represent you is somebody who knows what they're doing. This is a very easy business to get into, which means there's a lot of people that have their real estate license, but unfortunately the training just doesn't match that. And so there's a lot of people that don't know what they're doing. And so make sure that the agent that you choose to represent you knows what they're doing. Maybe ask to see their reviews from past clients, and just make sure that they understand the transaction and are the best fit to guide you, because it will make a difference.
Yeah, and I hear it all the time. Spence, my nephew, he's a realtor. Spence, my neighbor, he's a realtor. Well, I say, well, there's always no reason to not get a second opinion. So let's go make an appointment. It takes 15 to 20 minutes. Let's see if I'm the right fit for the job. Give me a call, Spencer Crawford, 503-507-3666 at the Vetches Crawford Realty Group.
That's it for this week. Thank you for listening to Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. You can hear their show every Saturday at 9:30 a.m. You can contact Mariah and Spence at the Vetches Crawford Realty Group at 503-507-3666. That's 503-507-3666.
You've been listening to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence right here on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.